Gas Temperature Structure Across Transition Disk Cavities, by M. Leemker et al. Abridged. Most disks observed at high angular resolution show substructures. Knowledge about the gas surface density and temperature is essential to understand these. The aim of this work is to constrain the gas temperature and surface density in two transition disks, LKCA15 and HD169142. We use new ALMA observations of the ~13CoJ equals 6:5 transition together with archival J equals 2:1 data of ~12Co, ~13Co and C18O to observationally constrain the gas temperature and surface density. Furthermore, we use the thermochemical code DALI to model the temperature and density structure of a typical transition disk. The 6-5/1 line ratio in LKCA15 constrains the gas temperature in the emitting layers inside the dust cavity to be up to 65 kelvins, warmer than in the outer disk at 20 to 30 K for the HD169142. The peak brightness temperature constrains the gas in the dust cavity of HD169142 to be 170 kelvins. Whereas that in the outer disk is only 100K. Models also show that a more luminous central star, a lower abundance of PAHs and the absence of a dusty inner disk increase the temperature of the emitting layers and hence the line ratio in the gas cavity. The gas column density in the LKCA15 dust cavity drops by a factor greater than 2 compared to the outer disk, with an additional drop of an order of magnitude inside the gas cavity at 10 astronomical units. In the case of HD169142, the gas column density drops by a factor of 200 to 500 inside the gas cavity, which could be due to a massive companion of several MJ. The broad dust depleted gas region from 10 to 680 for LKCA the 15th of May implies several lower mass planets. This work demonstrates that knowledge of the gas temperature is important to determine the gas surface density and thus whether planets, and if so what kind of planets, are the most likely carving the dust cavities. This was Gas Temperature Structure Across Transition Disk Cavities, by M. Leemker et al.